Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm Adam Paulus, and we have some movie and toy news for you. Last week at the box office, no one was surprised by The Dark Knight Rises making $160 million. It was followed by Ice Age Continental Drift 3D with $20 million, The Amazing Spider-Man, which I hear is not amazing, for $10.9 million, Ted, number 4, $10 million, and Brave with $6 million. New movies this week include The Watch, Step Up Revolution, Killer Joe, Ruby Sparks, and other limited releases. In the news, Lady Gaga has been cast in Machete Kills, joining Mel Gibson, Charlie Sheen, and if the reports are true, several cast members from the first movie, who will also probably die in the first 10 minutes. Ridley Scott is making a disaster movie based on a 2003 BBC mockumentary, The Day Britain Stopped, which is about a really big traffic jam. So says the AV Club. Dan Harmon of Community is in talks with Fox for a new sitcom pilot deal. The stretching of The Hobbit into three rather than two movies continues, but no word from anyone, including the studio, if they're actually going to do it yet. NBC has ordered a Dracula TV series with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, which will probably add to the monsters the network will be airing, alongside Mockingbird Lane, the Munsters kind of sort of remake thing. AMC is developing a new TV series based on Area 51, and MTV is bringing back Daria. E.T. is coming out on Blu-ray October 9th. Indiana Jones, the four-movie set, will be out on Blu-ray September 18th. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Star Wars is on sale! Yes, Star Wars. Buy one, get one 25% off of everything. Restrictions apply, no Gentle Giant, and no Hasbro Star Wars action figure cases. But everything else, buy one, get one 25% off. Only until Tuesday. Choose from bottle openers, statues, t-shirts, Laplander hats, plush, vehicles. I could go on. We have a lot of Star Wars items. We have a lot of Star Wars items, and they're all buy one, get one 25% off, but only until Tuesday. I recommend buying now, because why wait? New from Comic-Con. What do we have? More SDC stuff. Hasbro Star Wars was boring. No new Clone Wars figures were shown, other than ones that were previously leaked. The only new characters shown are going to be exclusives, it looks like. So keep your eye open for Jocasta New, several new Ewoks, and a smattering of exclusive vehicles this fall. New fighter pods look good. There's some new pod launchers. A few new movie hero figures are coming, like Boba Fett and Anakin Skywalker. And a new battle droid you can blast apart. New Geonosians, Scout Troopers, and Clones will be joined by Attack of the Clones, Pablo, Jill, R2, Padme, and Anakin next year in a new Legacy Collection, with a Build-A-Droid figure. For new fans, it's still an exciting line. For us old farts who've been on board with Star Wars action figure collecting for most of my life, I can track my first purchase to August 1995. It's kind of boring. There's still going to be exciting new droids. The new Anakin's going to have a great new sculpt. The new Padme has a really good new sculpt. But still, it's like with vintage in the last couple years, where it's like, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. So let me get this straight. There's 30 figures, and only one of these hasn't been made as an action figure in the last 15 years? So that's interesting. New packaging looks really good. I'll buy anything for new astromech droids. I'm a sucker. But I'm hoping we'll see more new stuff. No new non-exclusive vehicles were shown. I'm assuming Celebration 6, the Star Wars convention in Orlando, will have some new items in a few weeks. I'm being sent there. I'll have a report. And obviously anything I say is not the opinions of our manufacturers or my employers. But, you know, let's face facts. There's a lot of new stuff coming out. The quality level, possibly the highest we've ever seen. Great sculpts, wonderful looking items. They cost a couple dollars more, but they look better than what we had 10, 15 years ago. But still, it's like, wow, new Anakin Skywalker. I have an Anakin Skywalker. What else do you have? I get excited about Cantina aliens, Jabba's Palace aliens, droids. You know, things I don't already have. And, you know, with Star Wars figures, if you're keeping track, there's like 2,000 of them. So that's tough to do. So Hasbro's still finding some good new ones to do. Just wish they'd find a few more, because that's real exciting. Gentle Giant showed off some really cool new items, like an animated maquette of a Dewback with a Sand Trooper on its back, a Scout Trooper being attacked by Ewoks, I love that one, and a giant jumbo Cantina Adventure playset for the 12-inch Kenner action figures. So to reiterate, that means Gentle Giant is making an action figure playset for 12-inch figures, but Hasbro isn't going to make action figure playsets for 3¾-inch figures. And I can tell you, there's a lot fewer 12-inch Gentle Giant figures than there are Hasbro ones, so this is interesting. A giant statue of Darth Maul and his insane Robo Spider Clone Wars look is coming as well. AT-AT bookends are on the way, but I don't know if I feel like splitting an AT-AT in half. Just this seems wrong, but it looks really cool. Weta showed off a bunch of high-end Lord of the Rings items, including Barad-dûr, one of many super high-end environments. The Tower of Sauron is interesting because you hold your iPhone up to it and there's an app that displays the statue on your screen and puts the Eye of Sauron on there. And it appears and it's burning and it's cool and stuff. A lot of other smaller items are shown, including Hobbit statues, a new mini statue fellowship set. The bridge showed off their 3¾-inch Hobbit action figure line for the very first time to the public. 6-inch figures were shown as well, so people can be confused. The bridge is best known for its Justin Bieber and annoying orange products. The figures for the Hobbit are basically what you expect. Dwarves, Gollum, Bilbo, Gandalf, you get the idea. And they look pretty good. They also showed off Tim Burton's Frankenweenie toys, which should do just fine. They look like Tim Burton characters, except they look like Gamera in one case. But, eh, who knows? Biff Bang Pow, this is not Comic-Con, but this is fascinating, posted a post on BiffBangPow.com about Twilight Zone, why certain characters were solicited, and why they're not coming out. Not because of lack of interest, but because of licensor approvals. The full post is on BiffBangPow.com. You should read it. It is long, but it is a good read. I'm only going to summarize it for you with this little quote. Here is a list of upcoming characters we were planning in the near future, but unfortunately, these have now been canceled. Rod Serling, Anthony Fremont, Bill Mumy from It's a Good Life, Maya the Cat Girl from Perchance to Dream, Santa Claus, Art Carney from Night of the Meek, the Clown, Ballerina, Major, Tramp, and Bagpiper from Five Characters in Search of an Exit. Originally, this was scheduled for a Comic-Con exclusive gift set. Battling Maxo from Steel, Marsh White, the Mannequin from The After Hours, and the Robot from Uncle Simon. Again, all these were rejected, not because we didn't want to do them, but because the licensor wouldn't approve it. New pre-orders and arrivals. What do we have? Funko World of Vinyl Volume 1 Hardcover Book. It's pretty cool. I'm going to talk about it in a couple weeks. Fantasy Figure Gallery, Dancer of Pain, Luis Rio statue. Fantasy Figure Gallery, Luz Malefic, Luis Rio statue. I don't know how to pronounce anything. Just look up Fantasy Figure Gallery. We have new ones. They're exciting. And that's what I got for this week. So I'm getting a late start on this stuff. I got to burn through the other ones. So I'm going to let you go. Follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, EntEarth. It's like Entertainment Earth, but for Ents. EntEarth. You know, like Treebeard. So I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, tell a friend. If you didn't enjoy this podcast, tell someone you don't care for very much and tell them how great you think it is. And they'll listen to it and be like, that was terrible. And you'll be like, ha-ha, and you had to listen to it. But seriously, let somebody know. Thank you. Don't forget to check out sales at sale.entertainmentearth.com. Star Wars sale ends Tuesday. And, oh, order some OMFG figures because I think they're awesome. Have a good day, everybody.